Good morning. This is Brother James Melton with Bible Baptist Church in Sharon. Bible Baptist Church is located at 130 East Main in Sharon. We have Sunday school at 9:30, preaching 11 o'clock. Following the preaching, we have a meal, fellowship meal, right here at the church every week. And then following the meal, we have our afternoon service at about 2:30. So we invite you to be with us for any of that or for all of that, including the meal. And also Wednesday night services at 7 p.m. Well, let's get our Bibles and let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians and chapter 4. I want to spend a little time this morning talking about what the Bible calls the first resurrection. Or sometimes we call it the rapture. It just means a special time when God will take the church out of this world just quickly, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, it says in Corinthians, that we're going to leave this earth one day. And my point today is not just that the Lord's going to have a resurrection day, but it's a special resurrection day in which only certain people are resurrected, and the rest of the unsaved world will remain in their graves for another 1,000 years, as we will see in a few minutes if time permits. So let's get started. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. That's referring to those who have died in the Lord. The Bible calls that sleep because they're going to come back up one day. They're not going to be dead forever. Concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. So we have people who have had loved ones pass on who have no hope because they weren't saved. And we have others who do have hope, and they have so much hope that God only calls their death sleep because they're coming back up one day. So already we see two classes of people here. He said that you sorrow not, even as others, referring to the unsaved, which have no hope. For if we, Christians, believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. That is, not just Jesus Christ is coming back one day because he rose again. He's going to bring all of our departed loved ones with him when he comes, is what he's talking about. Here we go. Look at verse 15, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent. That's an old English word meaning to go before something, pre-event, before the event. We're not going to go up before the dead in Christ come up. Shall not prevent them which are asleep. That is, if you've got a Christian mother or father that has passed on, and you're still alive when the Lord returns, the Bible says the graves will open and they will come up first. Okay? And then you and I will get to go up as well, it says. Shall not prevent them which are asleep, verse 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. There goes our departed loved ones right there. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. What's he saying? He's saying the day is coming when the trumpet will sound, and the first thing that's going to happen, let's say it's a cemetery, okay? Let's say it's a local cemetery, and let's say you are there. Let's say I happen to be there preaching the funeral. And you've got some Christian friends there and family members, and you've got some unsaved friends and family members. And we're in the cemetery, and all of a sudden, right in the middle of the message, the trumpet sounds and the Lord calls his people out. Now, at that precise moment, there are four kinds of people in that cemetery. We got the dead in Christ. We got the dead that are not in Christ, the unsaved dead. We got the living in Christ, such as me, such as you, if you're a Christian, standing there in the cemetery, paying our final respects. And we got the unsaved people that are alive, but they're not in Christ. They're not born again. They never trusted Christ. So we got saved people in the ground, unsaved people in the ground. We got saved people standing on top of the ground and unsaved people standing on top of the ground. And immediately the trumpet sounds and God splits the whole thing right down the middle. Now we've only got two kinds of people left in the cemetery. We got unsaved people on top of the ground, and we got unsaved people in the ground. And all the saved people just went up into the air. The dead in Christ came up first, and then to go up with them were the living in Christ. That's what the Word of God says is going to happen one day. You say, well, I don't know if I believe that. Well, I can't help you if you don't believe the Bible. This broadcast is for those who do believe the Bible, and they just want a little help understanding it and getting a better grip on what the Word of God is saying. So ask God to show you the truth. Ask God to open your eyes and give you that necessary faith to believe what His Word says. Well, let's go to 1 Corinthians, if you will. 1 Corinthians and chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And verse 51, behold, I show you a mystery. We, referring to Christians, he's a Christian himself, Paul saying this, we, talking about himself, and the Christians that there at Corinth, we shall not all sleep, that is, in the Lord, being once we die, we're not going to remain dead, but we shall all be changed. All right? So some of us are going to die and get changed after being dead in Christ for a while. Some of us are not even going to die, as we just saw. Some are going to be alive when the Lord returns and not going to ever sleep in the Lord at all. But we're all going to be changed. Verse 52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. What dead? The dead in Christ. We just saw that in first. Not all the dead. Unsaved people. Unsaved people. Listen, as I speak right now, a famous person just passed away just in the past few days, just passed away. And I haven't ever heard any kind of a Christian testimony regarding this person, and I don't know this person's heart, but if this person died without Jesus Christ, when the trumpet sounds, that person will remain in the grave. And the righteous will rise, and that person, in spite of their fame and fortune and all their popularity, that person will remain in the grave. Because they never became popular with God, because they never trusted Jesus Christ. So they're still dead and in the grave, and they'll be there until the final judgment of the unsaved dead in Revelation chapter 20. But here it says, the dead, referring to the Christians who have died in the Lord, shall be raised incorruptible. We get a brand new incorruptible body. We get a body that can never die again, can never suffer pain and sickness again. And we shall be changed, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Meaning it hasn't yet, but it's going to if you know Jesus Christ. Now, let's go to Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14. Luke 14, beginning at verse 13. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, for they, talking about the poor, maimed, lame, and blind, cannot recompense thee. They can't pay you back. For thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. Not the resurrection in general, not the resurrection of everybody, not the resurrection of the lost, not the resurrection of the unjust, but the resurrection of the just. What am I showing you? I'm showing you that the Bible says there's a special resurrection that God has for His people. And nobody else gets to take part in it. Now, are you ready for that resurrection? Are you going to take part in it? Are you born again? Are you a child of God? Don't wait for the general judgment day and hope for the best. Because that won't go very good at all. That thing ends with a lake of fire. Don't go there. Don't go there. All right, let's go to Revelation. I'm not going to have time to do a lot of other stuff. Revelation chapter 20. For sake of time, let's drop down to verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them. Look at this now. I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, that's the Antichrist, neither his image, neither had received his mark, that's the mark of the beast, upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they, not everybody, they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. What did I just read to you? There's coming a period of time called the Great Tribulation. In that period of time, the Bible says many people will be killed. for not worshiping the Antichrist, but choosing Jesus Christ instead. The Bible says those people are going to be his tribulation martyrs. They died for Jesus Christ. He said those people that this book has just told us about, Revelation, we haven't studied it today, but if you go read these preceding chapters in Revelation, you read what he just talked about. So this is the final comment on what's going to happen with those people that have been killed. He said, what's going to happen is I'm going to raise them up in a special resurrection. And they're not going to have to wait to the final judgment day for the unsaved dead because they're not unsaved. All right, he says right here, they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Watch it now. But the rest of the dead, those who are not saved, the rest of the dead, doesn't say the dead in Christ, just the dead, unsaved people. The rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Those that come up before the 1,000-year kingdom of Christ come up in a first resurrection, a special resurrection, and do not have to wait for the final judgment that comes later. This is the first resurrection. Blessed, verse 6, watch this. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. That's you and I. That's those who know Jesus Christ. In the first resurrection, on such the second death hath no power. That final judgment that we're going to read about in just a second is not even called a resurrection. It's called a second death. So either you come up in a resurrection for Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ, as a saved, born-again child of God, or you come up in the second death. You died one day physically, or you will, and then you die again spiritually at the final white throne judgment. You have no chance at the white throne judgment. Your chance is right now to trust Jesus Christ and take part in the first resurrection. That's what the blessing is. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such a second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. All right. What happens to those who ignore what I just said? Who do not take part in the first resurrection? Who think, oh, it's not going to matter. We'll just try to do more good than bad and be a good old boy, a good old girl, and raise our kids right, and go to church once in a while, and give a little money, you know, and it'll be all right. I'll do more good than bad. That'll work out all right. What does God say about that kind of thing, that line of thinking? Revelation 20, verse 11, I saw the great white throne. This is for those who did not come up in the first resurrection. This is what they're coming to. I saw a great white throne, him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, not the saved dead, not the dead in Christ. They've already gone up to be with the Lord. I saw the dead, meaning the unsaved dead, who kept putting off Jesus Christ and saying no to the gospel. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. That's where your name needs to be, friend. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works, because they rejected Christ. All they got to claim now is their own personal works. I realized my works couldn't save me. That's why I trusted Jesus Christ. Some people are still trusting their works. They think they can do more good than bad. They think they're a pretty good person. And God says, you better reject that. You better trust my son. And there are people who still won't do it. So God says, you want to be judged according to your works? Fine, I'll judge you by your works. Verse 13, the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they would judge every man according to their works. Why? Because they chose to. They chose to reject Jesus Christ as a payment for their sins. And they chose to cling to their works. What happened? Verse 15. Death and hell were cast in the lake of fire. This is the second death. Verse 14. Verse 15. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Friend, you better have part in the first resurrection or there'll be no hope. Trust Jesus Christ today. This is Brother James Melton. May the Lord bless you and good day. Thank you.